Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there is more than one way to train, eat, and live at home. That's right, this podcast is all about how to train effectively at home, how to lose weight, how to get strong, how to stay healthy, all within the comforts of our own home. And it can be done. I know this because I do this myself. I'm your host, MC Kim, aka The Kind Intelligent Man. And today we have a banger of an episode like we do every week, don't we? All right. Well, look, today's episode, we're going to be covering the best way to train at home if you only have 30 minutes. Can it be done? Can you reach your fitness goals while you do this? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we do, I have a special giveaway. You know, it is tis the season, December, the month of December, that is, where, you know, it's better to give than to receive. And I want to give you guys out a little something here. Let me tell you what I'm going to be giving out. I'm going to be giving out a power band set. Okay, a power band set is a must-have tool. Okay, a must-have piece of equipment in your home gym, whether you're doing it from your condo, whether you're doing it from the garage, from your home, or look, if, quite frankly, even if you're at a commercial gym or a studio, you need a set of bands, all right? And these are these giant elastic bands that you can do a full body workout with, you can lose weight with, you can get strong with, all that stuff, all right? And it doesn't take up that much space. And I'm giving it away, and I'm going to tell you how you can win one of these bands. You can do it. You can do it by just one simple task. You can do that by giving this show a rating on iTunes or whatever platform that you're on, and leaving me a comment. Okay, so two things. Leaving a rating and leaving me a comment. We're going to do this all the way up until December the 23rd, okay? I'm going to be collecting these comments and collecting the names from all the participants that have done it. Okay, from today's episode, this episode is airing on December the 9th. We're doing it until December the 23rd. Hit me up and get a chance to win this band, because once I do this, collect all the names, I'm going to be raffling it out here. And I'll probably get one of my kids to do it so that it is nice and fair. They actually love doing this. All right, so let's get into today's episode, okay? Today's episode, as I mentioned, okay, we're talking all about 30-minute workouts and can it be done? And I'm going to tell you right now, it can be done, okay? Whether your goal is to increase muscle or lose weight or just to live a generally healthy life, it can be done. And I know this because I run the Remix My Fitness virtual workout program. And I do this, and I've been doing this since the start of the pandemic. I've been working out with people virtually online with Team Remix, and the success of the program has been amazing. You know, it's been almost 2 years now, and it's the same people that are still coming in month after month after month. Over the last, what are we going to say now, like 19 months, 20 months, we've barely taken a break. And they're training almost every day. During this time, I've picked up my own personal tips, my tricks, and come up with my own programs to ensure that everybody is working out hard and, you know, and constantly remixing our own fitness, because it can get boring, it can get stale. So what are some of the things that you can do to keep things interesting and still see improvements as you go along? So the number one thing when it comes to mind when we're thinking about 30-minute workouts is the frequency. The frequency of how many times in a week that you do this workout is so important, because a 30-minute workout is great and you can get a lot done. Okay, but it needs to be done almost every day. You need to get at least 5-6 sessions done in a week for you to see the actual improvement. Doing it one time, two times, or even three times, it's going to be hard for you to see the results, because, you know, think about your day. Our day is 24 hours, right? In 24 hours, and you're getting 30 minutes worth of exercise, right? And if that is your only piece of physical activity that you're going to be doing, it's going to be tough, okay? It's going to be tough to actually see some change. I'll be honest, it's better than doing nothing at all. If you only can afford to do it one or two times a week, then do it. But there's a reason why the Team Remix virtual fitness program is 5 days a week. It's Monday to Friday, because Training Monday to Friday, 30 minutes every day, is when you're going to see the best results. Now, let's say you had an hour or you had an hour and a half to work out. Then yes, working out 2-3 times a week, you're going to see similar improvements. Okay, but we're talking about 30-minute workouts today. And how do you do it? Frequency. Frequency, the more you do it, the better it is. And what's good about the 30-minute workout is, you know, if I was working out for an hour, and it's going to be hard for me to work out those same body parts the next day and still be at my best. But 30 minutes is a good amount of time where you can work out, and you can have intense workouts, you can have medium intensity workouts, and still be able to work out the next day, even the same body parts, which, you know, is a huge, you know, myth. You know, should I work out the same body part the next day? And of course, there are rules to this thing, but 30-minute workouts, you can technically still work out the next day. Okay, and I'm going to cover that in a little bit here. So just to be clear, the frequency of training for 30-minute workouts, you need to get this done 5-6 times a week. Okay? So now how do you program this? Okay, you know that now, like, all right, I got to work out 5 days a week. How am I going to work out these 5 days a week? And, you know, if I can put in a little plug over here for the Remix My Fitness virtual program, I remix this workout every single week. Knowing what we're all going to know together today, it's about finding different ways to shock your body. Because if we go in and we do total body workouts Monday to Friday, and we do it for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, in the beginning, you're going to see some change. But eventually, okay, that change is going to stop. So how do you go about doing this? So within a month, I have a list of different styles of workouts that I want to get done. So I was talking about, can you work out the next day after a 30-minute workout? And I said yes, okay? Yes, if you're doing like a total body workout. Yes, if you're going to be doing a HIIT style workout. And those are great ones to, you know, if you can get your upper body, you can get your lower body, and it's a great split. Okay, great split workout, so that while your upper body's resting, your lower body's working. While your lower body's working, your upper body's resting. And you can constantly just go back and forth between these muscle parts, right? And you can efficiently work out in that 30-minute period with minimal break. Now, there's an instance when you don't want to work out, even if it's only 30 minutes, work out the same body parts the next day. And that is if you're isolating a certain body part. So for example, if Monday I go ahead and I have a 30-minute full-on leg day, okay, we're working squats, we're working deadlifts, we're working calf raises, we're working split squats, we're working lunges. On the Tuesday, okay, it is highly recommended that we take a break, and it'd be a great time for us to then to isolate another part of our body. Maybe it's our back, maybe it's our chest, and you see how it went to upper body. Okay, on the third day, the Wednesday, I can technically go back to my legs. But the third day is usually on the Wednesday, I like a day of recovery. So we're either doing yoga, we're either doing dynamic stretches, we're mixing in our core movements. So a core and mobility day or core and stretch day is a definite must-have sometime in the week. And then on the Thursday, Friday, we can go back to our split, go back to our legs, maybe hit our chest, maybe we want to have a full arm day. You know, and that's how you can isolate muscle. So far, we've covered two different styles. We have the total body workouts. We have the isolation workouts. These can all be done with weights or band. You need a piece of equipment so that you can remix the different exercises. It is tough to work out your upper body without any pieces of equipment. Not impossible, but it's tough. At least a set of bands, which we are giving away, right, is a must-have tool for that. Other little things that you can do to break up your week as well, right? I don't personally like training with weights 5 days, 6 days a week. So it's a great day to work on my calisthenic type workouts like push-ups, if you have to have bars, pull-up bars, or your plank. It's also a great time to work in your HIIT training sessions. So those are the high-intensity interval training sessions where you can really kind of push your cardio during that time. So, you know, different ways that you can work out with. But if you're starting out, okay, if you're a beginner to this and you're just starting your workout regimen, definitely start with isolating workouts. I take a whole month, okay, and focus on one or two different moves in a day, in that 30-minute time. You know, for example, if I want to work out my goblet squat game, okay, I would take a whole session where I'm going to dedicate, I'm going to put all my best efforts into doing a goblet squat. It isn't the only exercise I'm doing, but that is the one that I want to focus on. Maybe the next day, if I want to work out my upper body, maybe I'm working on a style of push-up, right? I'm doing push-ups, I get fatigued, I do push-ups on my knees, okay? Or maybe I do push-ups right from the floor, maybe I'm doing a push-up hold, right? You find that one move that you really want to work on, and you base your whole workout around that move, okay? And then you develop those body parts, right? And then in that second month, you're ready to add in some total body movements. You're ready to add in some HIIT style movements. You're ready to kind of remix your workout in. But definitely that first month, that first 4 to 6 weeks, you really want to get comfortable with isolating your specific body parts, your specific muscles that you want to work on, and you'll get strong real quick, real quick. The third thing I want to cover is the intensity, and this can be a little bit of a tricky one to kind of do, because I find that most people have, especially in the beginning, have a very all or nothing kind of mentality to this. Like, I'm going to go hard all the way, and you know what? I got 30 minutes to do it, so it better be rough and tough for a whole 30 minutes. If I can get a sound effect, I'm like that is incorrect. Okay, that is incorrect. That is not going to get you to last in the game. Okay, and when I mean the game of fitness and the game of health, okay, it's not going to get you to last. I want to talk about perceived exertion. Okay, so the idea of like, how tired are we? You know, you always want to be able to have a light conversation with somebody next to you. Okay, so imagine that you had an imaginary friend, or maybe there's somebody there in the room with you. I want you to think to yourself, like, how tired am I? Can I still hold a conversation? I'm not talking about blathering on for, you know, the whole 30 minutes, but if the person were to ask you, hey, are you okay? And you're able to say, yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little winded, but I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling pretty good. Like, how are you doing? Like, something like that, okay? You can't be having a full intellectual conversation with somebody for a 30-minute workout, because then that should tell you, okay, that you're not working out. Your intensity of your workout is not enough, okay? So if you're able to have a full-on conversation with somebody, you know, without missing a beat, you're not working out hard enough. If you're gasping for air and you're just you can't catch your breath even after you've taken your minute or 2 minute break, then the intensity of your workout is too much. All right? And the fourth thing I want to cover is equipment. Okay, so we've already talked about having bands is a must-have, right? It's just a must-have tool to have in a, you know, I think a lot of people want to start out with their body weight exercises, and my that's great. That would be the next level. It'd go from bands, then to working out with your body weight. So things like squats, push-ups, things like that. But in the beginning, a lot of us, you know, if I can think back to my time when I first started working out, I couldn't do a push-up. I could barely hold a plank for 20 seconds without feeling like I'm like my body was just gonna I could barely hold a 20-second plank without my body like convulsing into massive shakes. Squats, I wasn't even sure whether I was doing it right or whether I was doing wrong. I just didn't have the ability, nor did I have the body awareness to be able to effectively do these things properly. So having the bands is a great one, whether you're going to, and even with the bands with the handles, if you got bands with handles, if you got the power bands, the band exercises can be real basic so that it's like just really like easy to understand and really easy to do and be like, oh, okay. You wake up the next morning feeling that original soreness of everything and you're like, oh, okay, this is what I'm working, and you slowly start building that foundation of exercises, okay, and that body awareness so that you're able to recognize later when you start doing body weights, when you start picking up weights, like whether you're doing it right or wrong. So start off with bands, start off with some real basic, easy body weight movements, and then you're ready to progress. And the next progression to that would then be our body weight. Okay, so this is when I would start to then test myself, like, okay, how long can I hold this plank for? How low can I work this push-up? Do my knees hurt or do my lower back hurt when I work these squats or my deadlifts? These first two pieces of equipment are fairly cost-effective. Bands aren't very expensive, and our body weight, you know, is free. And then, you know, that opens up the door to do so many more exercises. And this is like, we're kind of almost like, think of this as like a really like big, like, you know, discovery moment for your body and for what you can do. Because you go from bands to body weight, and then we need some sort of extra resistance. Because you're going to get so strong so quickly in the beginning. Another thing that you'll recognize too is that there are certain exercises that's going to take more time to do. And the first one that always comes to mind is the push-up. You know, whether you're male or female, the push-up is probably one of the hardest ones, okay? I'd say probably the second hardest one to be able to get done. The first being the pull-up and the chin-up. That one is definitely the hardest one. But for a lot of us, the push-up is an easy entry into a solid bodyweight exercise. So that being the hardest one to do, sometimes you just need a little extra help. Okay? And that extra help would then come in with some sort of weight. I'm impartial to kettlebells because that, again, just opens up the door to other exercises. And you can still do a lot of the traditional dumbbell or the bar. Or you can still do a lot of the traditional dumbbell exercises with your kettlebell. And then it opens up the door to other multi-joint exercises when you're ready for the intermediate advanced. So if you have an opportunity to invest in a set of kettlebells, go ahead and get it. If not, adjustable weights. And I know they're a little awkward or a little funny to kind of work with in the beginning because they look like regular weights. They look like weights that you get that you would find in a commercial gym. But they feel different. And whether you're going to use the, you know, pretty expensive ones like the power block is probably the general industry standard for adjustable weights. They're great, but they feel different, and you have to adjust. If you're going to go with, let's say, the Bowflex style ones, they look and feel more like traditional weights, but they're also awkward too because they're very long, and once you get heavier in the weights, they're just so bulky to carry. And of course, there's other different ones out there, but those are the two main big ones. So If I had to choose, I would choose the power blocks. I've been using power blocks over the last like 10 years, and great build quality. They are an expensive investment to have, but they've been with me and they still weigh the same. They still feel the same, and definitely the awkwardness of doing certain exercises is not there anymore, just because I'm so used to it now. So we're going from bands to body weights to weights, and then if you happen to have room for this next one, okay, you have the ability to do it, some sort of suspension system is great because that's going to level up one aspect of our body that it's hard to replicate with our body weight or even with a band, and that's our pull exercises. So that's like our rows, that's things for our back. It's hard to do. It's also one of the harder pieces of equipment to kind of, you know, set yourself up with, especially if you live like in a condo or in a little bit of a smaller space. You can definitely hook it up to your doors, and they have these little door, what do I want to call them? Door hooks. I'm pretty sure that's not the right thing that I'm thinking of, but they got these like door hooks that you can put in between your door and when you shut the door and you hook your suspension system up. That's what I use in my place. I don't live in a very, very large place myself, so I hook it up to my door. I'm over 200 pounds, and it still holds my weight just fine. I never have a concern whether or not the house is going to fall down or anything like that. So definitely a good tool to have. If you have the space for it, it takes up a little bit more space, and if you have the ability to do it for it. But also, that being said, which is the reason why it's the last on my list, is the one of the hardest to use. Okay, especially if you're a beginner, it'd be the last piece of equipment that I'd be looking to purchase. All right, so one more time with the roundup over here before we call it an episode. Okay, which is 1 30-minute workouts can work to lose weight, build muscle, get you healthy, okay? But only if your frequency is high. only if you're doing it 5-6 times a week. Number two, you have to mix up your workouts. You have to remix your workouts. If you're a beginner, you're going to start with isolating workouts, having a solid leg day, an upper body day, a core day, a stretch day. You know, taking the time to work on one or two different moves and, you know, having supplement moves to help cover that. But, you know, that is very important to do. Okay, so isolation to then total body workouts, body weight, HIIT training, finding different ways to get it done. Okay, and then the intensity of the workouts are, we want to still be able to have a conversation with our imaginary friend or whoever might be in the room. If the air is totally sucked out of us and we have such a hard time recovering, hey, that isn't good. Okay, that's eating away your time to be able to work out. And vice versa, if you're not working out hard enough, you know, again, that 30 minutes is going to do nothing for you. Okay, and then finally, number four, the equipment that you need to have. Okay, bands, body weight, some sort of weight. If you can swing an adjustable weight, great. If not, a couple dumbbells, a couple kettlebells. Okay, will do you some real good justice. And even if they're on the lighter side, you can always upgrade later. And those lighter weights, you can find different ways to get that done. Okay, so that is my advice to you guys. Okay, that is the best way to work out. If you only had 30 minutes to work out, if you follow these four principles, you will be successful at it. And of course, if you need a little bit of help, hey, if you don't want to think about the programming of things, we have the virtual Team Remix Home Workout Program where we do this live every day, Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. You're with me, you're with other Team Remix members, you're with other demo instructors, helping you to work out, and we take the thinking out of all the working out. And the next set of sessions start in January. Hey, we're closing out this season pretty soon here. So if you're interested, hit me up at remixmyfitness.com. Any of the socials, Remix My Fitness, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Really, I'm not a hard man to find, okay? So, finally, okay, one more plug here. Leave me a comment, leave me a rating. You have until December the 23rd to do so. And if you do, okay, we're going to put your name in a proverbial hat. Maybe we'll actually do it in a hat. And we'll pull out the name. Okay, now I'll probably maybe do this live on YouTube so we can make this fair. I hate those contests where I just know that they're not a fair contest. We're gonna make this fair right here and make sure it's an actual person, okay, who is commenting and not a friend or family member. But I mean, friends or family members, I guess you guys are welcome to add in there because you know I ain't not giving you guys anything for free. Anyways, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, okay, and give me that star rating to win that prize. So until next time, don't forget to set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.